محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم دمان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the mercy to mankind محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم oh محمد we did not send you except as a mercy to mankind حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from what I'm saying and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what I'm saying purely for Him to benefit mankind, inshallah, by the will of Allah. And I remind myself anew, this is inshallah, the introduction of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam number 2. And the reason I'm going slowly, I want to make sure all the basic and small element might be important to prepare your mind and heart of this most important story to mankind. We expose it and comprehend it and understand it. We try to initiate an understanding and comprehending of the environment and understanding behind this story. And this is why, again, I'm sharing with you. My main concepts in here is to share with you the essence and the meaning and the wisdom behind and beyond the story. Similar to the purpose of life, similar to the purpose of any knowledge. In the market, you will hear a lot the same topic. But I believe we're missing the message. The message of the knowledge. The message of the message. What is the wisdom and purpose of message? We talked about it before. If you look in the past, in the Arabic Peninsula, during this time, you will find out similar. No constitution, no message, no real faith. And what it mean? Jahiliyyah, ignorance. Tribalism, tribes. And each tribes, they have a slogan. I am better than you, you are better than me. According to race and color and status or money, name and fame. By this way, we will find out over the history of mankind, the absence of constitution, the absence of message from the Almighty, mankind slept in a disease of the heart, which is what? Arrogance, stubbornness, envy, jealousy, hate, accumulation, and most of all, the love of accumulating material, to the point everyone wants to succeed. Like I read a book long time ago when I was young about when you study the history of the majority of king and queen on earth, you find out the real essence of every king or queen, they were the thief. Group of thieves, they get together and they are accumulating wealth. And after that, they control. And after that, they control by force a certain location of ground. By this way, the main point in here is how much mankind to be corrupted. And all the time, the devil, the Satan, try to deceive the people from the main essence of the message by make them champion each other and challenging each other of the accumulation of material and wealth and status and land. And after that, we see the result. This group fighting with this group. This country fighting with this country. This race fighting with this race. And there's no ending. Now, and also we find the deceiving of the Satan to mankind by the statue. And how a statue came to mankind. And the statue came to mankind from the beginning when a very pious people and messenger prophet died. The Satan came to mankind and tell them, you know, if you let it go for too long, you forget their message. Make a statue in the shape of this people to remind you about their own message. And after one more generation, go to the statue to seek benefit and wisdom. And after one more generation, go to the statue, pray to them. They will support you and help you. And on and on and on, to the point the statue become the sign and the example of God. By the Satan, not by God. And later on, this statue, people make it. They make money. A statue, for example, costs $10. But they've been sold for 1,000. Why? It's God. It has to be worth something. By this way, the people and the business of statue become big business. You have to protect it. By this way, the belief of a statue become like a big mafia. Has to be protected. Now, we're going to go through it, but not now. It just, I want to share with you the basic first. Now, when you look to the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, very soon we will come toward it. It arrived approximately close to 600 years of the time of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. And when we look, it's a huge period of time. And again, Allah create and He choose. And when we look, it's a huge chaos. A lot of gap between poor and rich. A lot of pressure. Unbelievable pressure. No any stability. Everything is almost an uncertain situation. But I want you to remember, is all the time message has to come in a time of chaos. By this way, let's go back again. The Creator with His ultimate wisdom, He sent messenger or prophet to give the message to guidance and lead them to the guidance and happiness of this life and hereafter. People fight. The people of interest, the people of power, Satan, they fight the truth for their own benefit. And when this happened, as soon or later, they corrupted the message. After they corrupted the message, the mankind or this group or nation go back to their own mess again. By the will of the Creator and His wisdom, He opened the channel of guidance to make sure His justice in earth is served, by make sure He give the chance to everybody to get the message. Now, today, we always hear from us why we are in this condition. If a wife tries to have guidance, she complains about the husband and the family against her. If the husband tries to gain guidance, he complains about the wife and family. If the children want guidance, they complain about the parents. If a group want guidance, they complain about the government or the kingdom. Everybody complains about somebody. And when you look to the essence of the message, you will have no excuse. Why? This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sunnah of Allah meaning the habit and the custom of Allah, the way of Allah, is always the message has to arrive in a time of chaos, in a time of odds, to check our belief, to check our loyalty to Him. And when this happened, human being denies a message. And we call it in Islam kufr. And kufr, denying the truth. And when you look at kufr, is many levels and many style. And the four major style Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in Quran is when we say, we believe like the way our parents believe. Leave me alone. Why I change? I'm like my parents. They know better. What happens if they do not know better? Also, the power and fame. Because the message come denying message, denying power and fame to generate justice. People do not like that. Because the message denies the people of power and controlling their own power and controlling over people. By this way, they fight. They fight very hard for their own power and fame. Also, people fight for their own benefit, whatever it is. Merchant, whatever kind of business, like people who, again, they sell a statue, that for them is very important. But if I come and said no statue, the whole business of a statue is go down. Also, people who follow their own desire, they do not want rain. They do not want anybody to control them. Because a message always is against what people believe is a freedom. I can do whatever I want. By this way, people deny the truth for a different purpose. And the Almighty guide whom He wants according to their humble and humility, according to their own sacrifice of all of the above, to gain the tranquility and peace of their own soul and justice for themselves and other. We talk about the important when human beings go without messenger and prophet and without constitution. And I mentioned in the first, why messenger prophet is male? Why is he not a female? And we just mentioned in a small, you know, glimpse. Is imagine the messenger or prophet has to go against all the odds, against the people. Sometimes you get beat up. Sometimes you get killed. By this way, with mankind, a woman always a symbol of soft, fragile, kind. People can take advantage of her. By this way, with the ultimate wisdom of the Creator, He gives a job to the men to able to handle this tough, very tough duty. They are the ambassador. They are the representative of the Creator. They have to be stable. They have to be responsible. And now, we come to a conclusion. Material life without constitution, without constitution from the Almighty, it generates a chaos. And this is why, when we reach the level of love and attachment of material life, and believe this material life will generate the goodness for us, this is the beginning of the end of mankind. This is the destruction of mankind. By this way, when the mankind is ready to destroy themselves, the Almighty, the Creator, intervene by make sure mankind get the message. By this way, we have a chance to correct and clean up and spread justice. And by the way, the main essence and the main purpose and main goal of all my talk is only one thing, is to wake up people who listen to me, Muslim and non-Muslim, is the message of the Creator is not only to worship Him, is not only to be good to Him. No. He wants us to be good. He wants us to worship Him. And He wants us to sacrifice a material life to spread the message. Because we are responsible. We are the one who carries the medication. The one who knows different than the one who doesn't know. By this way, once we know, we have a responsibility to carry the knowledge, acknowledge it, live it, be a role model, not only give you advice. No, I have to live the message in action, in my manner, in my behavior, in my goal, in my heart, in my thought, in my love, in my inspiration. Meaning I have to be real, not a fake. Not sending email and said, I think I did my job. No. You have to sacrifice whatever you can. From money and time and whatever it is. Because the message is high. To elevate mankind. To lead them to the mercy of the Creator. To lead them to the happiness in this life and hereafter. To make them recognize the Creator and worship the Creator. This is the highest, most noble job anyone can involve with. And this is the most beneficial job to us and to mankind. Today, what we're doing is similar to the people before. When we start having faith in our knowledge, faith in our money, faith in our status, instead of having faith in the Almighty, the Creator, the one who gave us all this money and status or whatever. Today, when we have faith in material, it generates this notion, this is the cause of happiness, this is the cause of salvation, and this is why we see what's happening now. The reason I share with you all this, because I will come to a conclusion, is the Arabic Peninsula was living the same thing identical. And when this happened, mankind lose the tranquility, the peace inside. Mankind lose the direction. And when we lose the direction, we see what happened. We lose peace inside and outside. Look at today, watch the news. This people against this people, this war against this war. And by the way, I want you to remember, in Africa, in Asia, in all over, when you see people fighting, a lot of these people is poor. A lot of these people belong to jungle, or in a place where they have even no food. But the same people, you can find them fighting each other for years, years, with a lot of weapons. Ask yourself, who supplies the weapons? They cannot have food, but they have a lot of weapons. And this weapon need ammunition, need service, need cleaning, need training. People in the jungle know how to do all this. Who supply them with all this? They cannot make it. Once you use a gun or something, you need the spare parts. Where does he get it from? How does he get it? Who supply it? And after that, we complain about them, they fighting each other. Look, look. But believe it or not, all the war on the earth is done by different people. They call it a special interest. By this way, it's a dirty tricks over mankind to destroy themselves for the benefit of another group. By this way, still, if we look to the wicked, an ugly heart of a human being, when they look for their own power only, in the price of other, in the price of another fellow of a human being, how dirty we are. And look at the beauty of Islam. It come to demolish all the power and ego and money and status. Because if you believe in the Almighty, you do not want to accumulate wealth. You do not want to control wealth. The wealth, you want to spread it to people. Some people might hear me and said, excuse me, what about the Arabic people, the people of Gulf, Saudi Arabia, and all these people? How come they are drowning in wealth and they're supposed to be a Muslim? I said, this is not Islam. They not the leader of Islam. They are the leader of corruption and wealth. Because Islam diminish wealth. If you have wealth, you use it for a good cause. You do not use it to build palaces, to have 25, 30, 45 palaces, every palace worth of million and million and billion of dollars. No. This wealth, if I'm own wealth, Allah will ask me, how you spend this wealth? By this way, please, I want you to be clear between the message, the essence of the message, and what the Muslim do today or call Muslim. It's a huge difference. I want you also to focus in the message by itself, not what you see in the market. By this way, the reality of Islam will generate tranquility, peace, security, insurance to all. Because I'm doing it to myself, and I spread it to the neighbors and whatever I can. When you look also to the message, today, a lot of people share the same view today. You're rich, you have money, you have wealth, you have beauty, you have status, you have knowledge. You have everything, but you find out you're missing tranquility. You're missing peace inside. Why? The Almighty has a principle. Whatever, how much you accumulate, He will snatch something else from you. To remind you, you need Him. By this way, the whole message of the Creator, to make you remember, you need Him. You are poor to Him. You're always in need of Him. And if you're getting to forget, you have to remember you're going to get elder. You're going to die. You're going to get sick. Things change. By this way, all the changing of condition, weather, status, age, whatever it is, health, is a message from the Almighty. Wake up. You need me. Don't be arrogant of what you have. I am the only one who give you. By this way, the main cure to mankind from all the individual or collective problem, internal or external, coming from the chaos and greed and selfishness and arrogance of human being, and on and on and on of diseases. By this way, once you understand and recognize the main purpose of the Creator to make you poor to Him, you will realize you really need the message, and you really need the messenger. You need the knowledge of the unseen. You need the knowledge of the future. You need the knowledge of where you're going. You need the knowledge how to deal with others for happiness. This knowledge is the one that cures you and cleanses you from your own sickness, from your own greed and selfishness. And all this will lead to something so beautiful. It makes you humble in humility. It makes you realize, I cannot be arrogant over you. I'm like you. We all mankind in the same boat called the earth. We all under one God, under one Creator. We like it or we don't. Black, yellow, white, red, you name it. Short, high, rich, poor. We belong to one Father, Adam alayhi salam. And belong to one Creator. When you live this message, the message of the poverty, to feel poor and needy of the Almighty, this diminish the feeling, I am the one, I'm the king, I'm the president, I'm so and so, I'm the big merchant, I'm the owner of all this. No. Islam, the message of Islam, diminish all this feeling of ownership, because nobody own anything. The reality of that, you will die. And you cannot get what you have when you die. It will not benefit you. You have a million, you have a billion, you have $1, you have no money. It doesn't matter. When you die, your money will not benefit you. You cannot have happiness with your money. Whatever how big the tomb you have, it will not benefit you. By this way, this championship between us as a human being for accumulation will generate all the disease and war and mischief. Islam cure all that. All this tribalism and hate between people and looking down to each other. I'm superior than you because I'm so and so clans, I'm so and so tribes, I'm so and so nationality. Islam come diminish all that. O mankind, you belong to one Creator. And the best one among you, the one who have piety, the one who close to me, has nothing to do with material, look, shape, color, clans, no. By this way, the message come to free us. And we'll see very soon, when we enter the Arabic Peninsula, the living in the same thing 1,500 years ago. 1,500 years ago from now, they have the same problem. Absence of message. Tribes killing each other. Revenge. Status for nothing. No any moral value. Moral value is diminished. Because everybody do with their own. According to their own. For their own benefit. And when mankind do that, he start oppressing each other. If I see your land has a benefit more than my land, I beat you up to get your land. But I call it whatever. By this way, human being find excuse to attack, take over, controlling another land or place or a nation or a group for their own power and benefit. Sometime today we call it national interest. We can destroy other for our own interest. What's the difference? It's no different. It's no different at all. By this way you see, and the result of that, the human being suffering, a lot of human being suffering, just for the interest of other. Do we call this justice and freedom? Or the real freedom to be free from the injustice to do to yourself and injustice to do to other? This is the main essence of the message and the messenger. And the absence of that, we see it today. We see it today very heavily. People running against each other. People cannot take minus or plus in their own material status. Man hating a woman hating a man, mankind hating each other. We destroy nation and people for our own benefit by the name of whatever. The message is a mercy to mankind. The mercy to mankind from their own self, from their own mischief they do by their own hand to each other. The mercy of mankind, because the Creator is watching. And everything you do has a price in this life and hereafter. You might be a king, you might be a president, you might live wealthy, but remember, you're going to die. And you're going to be accountable of all your action. And if you do good, believe in the Creator and spread goodness, the Creator, the Almighty, will be a mercy to you. And He send you to paradise for infinity. And if you ignore the message and you're fighting the power of the Almighty and causing mischief in earth and try to run with arrogance and stubbornness, the Creator also promised you to torture you in hellfire for infinity. By this way, all of us as a human being today, we have a chance. It's not a game, it's not a talk. This is a reality. Now, before we start the story of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon him, we have to go back thousands and thousands of years to see how it started. It started with our father Abraham, when he married Sarah. And she had no children. They traveled to Egypt. She has Hajar as a maid working for her. Later on, Sarah asked her husband to take Hajar as a wife. Hajar get Ismail alayhi salam. And once she has this baby, Sarah become jealous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to take Hajar at night and the baby and leave the home. He traveled in the desert with her. He put her near the Kaaba. During this time, the Kaaba was not exist, was just remnant or leftover of the Kaaba. We want to talk about that in another time. And he left her. A woman with a baby, infant, little bit of water, little bit of food, and that's it. And the husband leave her. She said, "Ya Ibrahim, who you leave us for, or to whom?" And according to some report, she asked him this question many times. And he's leaving. He didn't talk. She said, "Did Allah command you to do so? Allah amaraka bihada? Is Allah command you to do so?" He said, "Yes." Look at the belief of a woman. Allah elevate her so much. Nobody can do Hajj today without imitating the same woman, Hajar alayhi salam. She said, "Idhan, idhab, go. Fallahu la yudayana abadan. Allah will not leave us alone. Go. Allah will be with us." A woman infant with infant baby in a desert alone, in a place has nobody. And she said, "Don't worry about it. Go." And when the food finished in a few days and water, and she became very thirsty, her son between life and death, she ran between two hills called As-Safa and Marwa. And when she finished running, looking, searching for anybody to help, she cannot find anybody to help. There's nobody there. She's exhausted. I want you to picture this. She's exhausted from every mean. Exhausted emotionally, physically, you name it. And what she does? Allah guide her in her heart to wave to the place where the Kaaba located. And she said, "Oh Allah, the one you bring us here to care about us." At this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam. According to some report, in the shape of a man, she find him standing next to Ismail, and he hit the ground with his feet a few times, and the water Zamzam came out, the well of Zamzam. And we go for a moment when Ibrahim alayhi salam was leaving. What he say? Before he leave, he said, "Rabbana, O my Lord, I left my family and my progeny in this valley, in the valley with no any food or shelter or water. عند بيتك المحرم, in your house, O my Lord, let them make salah. and let people come and look at them and find them and provide them from the crops and their need. Maybe they're thanking you. Look at the prayer he gave to his wife before he leave. This is just a rough meaning of the verse in Quran, verse 37, chapter Ibrahim alayhi salam in Quran. Now, I want to stop in here for a moment to think about the iman and sacrifice of a woman. She left her own life to generate the harmony for another soul, which is Sarah alayhi salam. Meaning Hajar accept that with the intention she do not want bother Sarah. When Sarah become jealous, she go with the intention to make it easy for her. She didn't generate mischief, she didn't fight. And when the husband tell her to do so, she obey. And when she know this coming from Allah, she believe in Allah. This is a message for all of us, male and female, how to sacrifice for the benefit of other, how to look the benefit of other above us, how to be ready to be a real human, ready to sacrifice for higher goal, and how to believe in the Almighty and have complete rely and trust in Him. And this message, I believe today, we so desperate of this message. How to have faith and completely rely in the Almighty, the Creator. This was the generation of the seed of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which generated the seed of Ismail alayhi salam, which we will find out this is the seed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look how Allah choose. And choose from whom? Because a woman was in obedience, have trust and faith. She have no status, she has no money, she's not a king, she's not a queen. But her status lie and located in her own heart, in her belief and faith and trust in the Almighty. I'm just preparing you for the past and how we'll come to the story. By this way, we know the essence, we know the place, we know the roots, and we know the Arabic Peninsula in a big, big chaos. Now, we want to leave you in this second introduction with a preparation. Now we know the seed of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it come from. Later on, we'll discover what Allah did, because this water gushed and came out from the ground. Birds start coming, and later on some people was traveling. They ask, please, can we come and spend some time with you and you give us some water? She said, okay, in one condition. They ask, what's the condition of that? She said, this water is mine, you can use it, but you have no right over it. They accept. Imagine a woman alone. She put the constitution and a whole caravan accept. They can kill her. They can say, excuse me, we are more powerful. Go away. Respect. Imagine how human being can be very respectable to each other and the will of each other. I wish today all of you who hear me, we become the owner and the honor of the respect of each other as a human being, believer or disbeliever or non-believer, and give the right of each other for the sake of the Almighty to be pleased with us, to be the role model of justice, the role model of goodness, the role model for something high, to be the owner and custodian of the message of the Almighty in earth. And this needs a lot of sacrifice, a lot of preparation, a lot of developing, and most of all, the developing of faith and rely on the Almighty and the acceptance of Him to choose us and to decorate us with the quality, the one that allow us to be accepted by Him, to give our voice the power of inspiration, the one Allah will allow to enter the heart and benefit people. And let me tell you, this is my message too. You can learn all the agyu, you can learn all the knowledge, but if you do not have the acceptance of the Almighty, it will not work. By the way, the difference between my message and all the messages is you have to reach the Almighty. You have to beg Him to be accepted. You have to ask Him, "Oh Allah, accept me. Bless me. Give me the blessing and strength. Give me the ability. And make everything I do for you." And show Him you're trying so hard to live the message. By this way, I cannot talk to you about the message and I'm trying to accumulate a lot of money. I'm not saying I'm not going to work. You work, but you work for necessity. Not you work for luxury. You work for the message. And this is the messenger and prophet message. Because this life is not worth it. It's very small. Is very short. And the main message, you coming to me, you going to die, and you going to be accountable of your action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, put blessing in what I say, put light in what I say, put wisdom in what I say, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me and you, the cause of guidance to mankind, the cause of guidance and cause of spreading the happiness and mercy of the Almighty, the Creator. A lot of people waiting for it. A lot of people committing suicide. A lot of people killing each other. A lot of people causing mischief. A lot of people causing poverty and people suffering because of their own greed and selfishness. Islam coming to diminish all that. Not by war, not by force, the force of the message, the power of the message, like the power of rain, the power of wind, is all by the will of the Almighty. I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to put barakah and strength and power and wisdom and light and acceptance and vision in my word and allow it to enter your word and make us honored by Allah, accept us to be the carrier of this message, the noble message, the ultimate noble message, the one the mankind is desperate for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all and accept our word purely to Him. And remember, the more you know about this message, it should generate humble and humility to you, because nothing can happen without His will. We only can talk. Whatever how much knowledge you have, whatever how much money you have, without the humble and humility to the Almighty, it will not benefit. I believe in Allah. I believe in the Almighty. I believe in you, Ya Allah. You are only one. You know who am I. You know where am I. But you can carry my word. The way you carry the word of Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. The way you make everybody hear Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the real beauty and essence of this life by carrying the message and leave the legacy of people crying and benefit and said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bear witness, is no one worthy of worship except you, Allah, the Almighty. And I bear witness, is Muhammad, is the messenger of you, Ya Allah. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Allahumma da'al baraka wa nur al qabool fima af'al wa fima akhul. Wallahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adab al nar. Allahumma arzuqna sa'adat al darain wa kifayat hammihima. Allahumma aj'alna mafatihan lil khayr, maghaliqan lil shar, wajjil khayr ala aydina. واجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين أو مضلين أو فاتنين أو مفتونين أو مبدلين أو مبتدعين بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. O Allah, give us the sincerity and truthfulness of what you say. And O Allah, deal with us according to you and don't deal with us according to us. You are the generous and kind and merciful, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept. O Allah, accept. O Allah, accept. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.